Sport in Wahpeton and the voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KDMW.
Forget being a cowboy. I want to be Ward Cater from Vision Ford.
Here we are again.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great because it is time for On the Lot with Ward, and I'm looking forward to these every Tuesday and every Thursday.
Yeah, it's a great time. It really is. It's fun.
The weather's beautiful, and we are going to talk. We're going to talk about a lot of things today. We're going to start with tires.
Yeah.
What in the world, Ward Cater? What can you tell us about tires?
You know, tires are one of those kind of unsung heroes that nobody really thinks about. And you really need to keep an eye on them. And there's some basic education that might be helpful. The biggest thing when it comes to tires, remember, in North Dakota especially, we're driving 75 miles an hour down the highway, 20 below zero, and a nice breeze on top of it for a bigger wind chill. Do you really want to risk out on the road with questionable tires? And I bring up the analogy all the time. I see people walking around with $1,000 cell phones in their hand, and when they come in, they're like, well, this gave me the cheapest tires you have.
Right.
And we'll certainly do anything we can to help people, but I really encourage everybody to think about the necessity of a high quality tire. It's not something you want to just try. And just to make a help a little on the clarity, the softer the tire, the better the traction you're going to have year round. But the result of a soft tire is that it'll wear out quicker. So I'm going to state the obvious. So you want to find a nice tire in the middle there that's not hard. The hard tires last a long time. Yeah, you can go 65, 75, maybe 80,000 miles with those tires, but they just don't want to stop or start,
right,
whether it's rain or snow or anything else. So just be aware of that. And then people come in and they, you know, we'll recommend new tires for them. Well, let's just replace two of them. And that's just really not a good idea either. It's not, you know, a dealership or a service station trying to upsell you. It's just not a good idea. And here's why. Tires need to match. They need to be the same just make. They need to have the same tread design. And it's so important because of how it tracks down the road. So whether you're on concrete drives very differently. You can just hear the noise compared to an asphalt. And if you just can't make it work and you can only put two on, I always ask the question to anybody, you know, which two would you replace?
Right.
And you know, I always ask your front-wheel drive, rear-wheel drive, all-wheel drive. The bottom line is if you can only do two, the answer is always the rear wheel. And that is a little counterintuitive to a lot of people. They think, well, it's a front-wheel drive. Let's put the good tires on the front. That's really not the best place to have them. When it comes to stopping and just general driving, you want to have the good tires, the newest tires on the rear. And it makes a huge difference. It's so important that you do that. But again, I can't encourage you enough to do all four tires. It's a major mechanical issue if you have an all-wheel drive vehicle.
Yeah.
Because even if they're off just a couple tenths, it makes a big difference, and you can actually put additional wear and tear on the vehicle. Everything's designed so tight today to have a lesser tire in the front and brand new tires in the back. It creates a lot of issues. So for your own safety, just be aware of that. We're happy to educate you. Every time you drive into our service drive, we have equipment that instantly checks all four tires for you and gives you, if you want to stop by, we don't charge for that. You just drive over it, and we can give you a printout that tells you exactly the quality of your tire, what's left, and give you some recommendations on top of that.
Let's talk about, as long as we're talking tires, tire rotation. Why is this important?
Great question. Tire rotation is really a safeguard, and it's crucial to the longevity of the tire. If you drive through a bank or a fast food restaurant and you just bump the curb a little bit, that'll knock your alignment out. When you knock the alignment out, it means either the tires kind of toe in, as we call it, or they might tilt in top or bottom. That affects how the tire is going to touch the concrete or the asphalt, so to speak, and it's going to wear it out. It's going to create additional drag on that tire.
Mm-hmm.
But when that one's fighting, you have another tire counterfighting it. So those two tires are going to wear out significantly faster. It doesn't matter if it's just the front. It might be the right side or the left. It's just a great idea to spend the money, especially if you're putting new tires on. If you put new tires on, you absolutely should do an alignment, because you'll add thousands and thousands of miles worth of wear to that tire.
Good point. How about tire pressure? That's very important too.
Great
when,
question
when you're
there
out on the
too.
Road. Yeah.
So tire pressure, a lot of people don't know that there's a label in your door. So if you open up the driver's door, there's a little label stuck in the door jamb, and it tells you exactly what the tire pressure should be for front and rear. And you need to do what the manufacturer recommends for that vehicle. Your tire, sometimes it may be different, but the vehicle is designed for a specific tire with a specific tire pressure. So, Bill, that's a great question, because a lot of people just look at the tire and put the 32 pounds or the 34 pounds in it. That's not always the right answer. So check that label out. It's in the driver's door jamb. Open it up. It's usually in the lower right-hand corner, and that'll give you the information you need.
Is there a difference between how much pressure in the front and how much pressure in the back?
There can be. Typically, that's more in a pickup situation,
okay,
or a bigger SUV.
Mm-hmm.
Your normal size SUVs, smaller passenger cars, those are pretty much always matched, mm-hmm, as far as the pressure goes. So, yeah, those are great questions, and it can make such a difference, especially going in to our winter months here. Don't overinflate them. Sometimes people want to play it safe. They overinflate them. It just makes the tire kind of bulge out in the center,
okay,
and you're going to wear the tire out there. A lot of the newer vehicles, when I say newer, we're talking probably 20 years now,
mm-hmm,
at least, they'll have tire pressure monitors. And don't be alarmed, especially as we go from these warm days into the cool days, that light might come on. The car's not going to blow up. Tires change pressure,
yeah,
with heat and cool. So the light might be on, but once you get going through town or down the interstate, it's going to warm that tire up, and it's going to change the volume in there.
Okay.
And that light very well, it'll go off.
Mm-hmm.
So an answer that might help, and we do a lot of it, is putting nitrogen in the tire. Nitrogen doesn't fluctuate nearly as much as this traditional air that we put,
sure,
in the tire from a compressor. So that's a helpful hint to save a little of that uncertainty when you get in. You're like, oh, I see that orange light every morning when, uh-huh, I get in there. It's coming. It always comes this time of the year. We,
right,
take hundreds of calls on that. So either put nitrogen in it, which is very inexpensive, and it lasts forever. And people ask, well, what if it gets low and I can't replace with nitrogen? It's no big deal.
Okay.
It's just going to dilute the benefits out if you have to go to a regular service station and just give it a little extra traditional air. So, yeah, lots of good stuff there.
All right. Well, mine's been on for 3 months, so I got to get out to your service department.
Still rolling, though.
Right. Do we have trivia today, Ward Cater? People, a guy came in to pick up a prize. He didn't win it here, but a prize, and he was walking out, and he popped his head in my office, and he goes, you going to do trivia on Thursday? I said, I'm going to wait till Ward comes in. So,
yeah, you know, today, if we can squeeze two of them in, we'll maybe get another one at the end here. But I do have a question, and it's a nice sunny day. You know, the smoke has been a little overwhelming for a few days.
Yeah.
But we can see the sun again. So my question is, do you know who put the first sunroof in a vehicle? What manufacturer installed the first factory-installed sunroof,
ooh,
in a vehicle?
This could be tough.
Yeah, I know it.
All right, do you have a clue?
You know, it's not a company that's in existence today.
Okay.
That helps some.
All right.
Yeah, it's not one that we traditionally think of in today's marketplace.
What company put in the first sunroof?
The sunroof.
Give me a call, 642-8488 is our studio line number here if you want to take a guess. Worth $50 to you.
$50. And to be clear, there's a difference between a sunroof and a moonroof.
Okay.
So
we're looking for the sunroof.
Yes.
What is the difference, by the way?
Well, it's interesting. A sunroof in the day was a removable piece of metal.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd have to remove it, put it in the trunk in the day, maybe the back seat.
Really?
But yes, the sunroof was a removable piece, kind of like T-tops.
Okay. Well, let's get to the phone here and see if we can get an answer. Hi, you are on the lot with Ward. Do you have an answer?
Nash Motors.
Nash Motors. You must have been on the Google.
Yeah, somebody got on the Google here.
I did Google it. I hope that's not cheating.
Well, it was cheating, but you still win $50. Congratulations.
Absolutely. Who am I talking with? Who am I talking with? First name?
Mark.
Mark? Tell you what, head on out to Vision Ford. You got a $50 bill waiting for you. Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Mark.
You bet. Thanks. Yep. Appreciate the call. The Nash Motor Company.
Yeah, 1937.
Okay.
Somebody decided to put a hole in the roof of their car and get it in the marketplace, and it's obviously stuck around a long time in different shapes and forms.
So. Holy smokes.
Yeah, it's been a while.
So somebody Googled that. And by the way, a correct answer is a correct answer.
Absolutely.
Even if you have to hedge a little bit.
Yeah. No, it's interesting to think that far back, the sunroof existed.
Somebody was thinking, hey, we need to put a roof in this.
We need to look up. It's a beautiful day, and let's get the Sawzall or whatever they had, hacksaw in the day probably, and
you bet,
and cut it in. So, yeah, good times.
Tell us about this party that you got. You're busy planning for a big party in October.
Yeah, we're wide open with that. We're having great response from all of the companies that participated with us in the community. So October 25th from 4 to 7. We want everybody to join us. It's 100% free, both for the companies, the stores, whoever want to participate with us, and also for anybody that wants to enjoy the experience. We'd love to see you in a costume, but don't feel pressure to come in a Halloween costume. Just come whatever form or shape makes you excited to be there, and you can run around and have some fun.
Now
for all ages.
Right, last year you did this. You had over 700 people out there. You're looking for a bigger crowd this year.
Yeah, you know, the weather is a big deal, but we have a plan B figured out already if that's our issue. But we would love to see more than 700 people.
Mm-hmm.
The more there, it was so fun. There were so many smiles. The kids were running around. There's some high school age kids that were just having a great time laughing and enjoying the experience too. So it is for everybody. We had lots of parents. It was fun to see the parents come in costume too and just have fun with their family.
How much candy do you have to stockpile for something like this?
I tell you what, I filled the back of my pickup full. We had a lot.
Oh, man.
Lots of drinks. Last year was almost 80 degrees. It was crazy. So we pull out every juice box we had and every liquid we could find to share with the people at the dealership.
And so. Music. And we're going to have a good time with this.
Yeah, it's a big deal. We're excited. Come on out to Vision Ford. Again, it's October 25th from 4 to 7 p.m. And we're expecting some great things again this year.
All right. Can we call it the haunted parking lot?
You can call anything you want. Just show up.
The haunted lot out at Vision Ford.
Yes.
Ward, the weekend coming up. You have a great weekend. Next Tuesday you'll be in. What are we talking about?
Next Tuesday we're going to talk a little bit about some things that you need to continue to do for your vehicles. I spent some time out in our service department the last few days and just listening to the questions people have. You know, we're in that every day, all day, so we don't realize, you know, it's new to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we do, but it's a new experience for everybody, even though we know seasonality shows up every year about the same time.
Sure.
So we want to make sure that things are in order for you and keep you safe and keep your vehicle in great shape.
All right, Ward, you have a great weekend, my friend. We'll talk on Tuesday, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you, everybody.
You have been on the lot with Ward, a weekly presentation brought to you by Vision Ford in Wahpeton. On the lot with Ward, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9:40 at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Ben Erickson with a check of the markets this hour. Well, corn is trading higher this morning in anticipation of the USDA supply and demand report, and futures are now trading above the 50-day moving average. The forecast for the Corn Belt remains dry and warm. Soybeans are trading higher this morning and have bought the November contract back above the $10 mark as Rains from the hurricane threatened states that are beginning to harvest soybeans in Mississippi. 32% of the soybean crop is harvested. And all three wheat classes are trading higher this morning as winter wheat planting begins with very dry conditions in the southwestern plains. The La Nina conditions that were anticipated to come this summer are now expected to hit in the fall. And looking at those numbers right now in the grain markets, as we start with the wheat markets, we have December Chicago wheat up 5.5 at 584.75. December Kansas City wheat is up 2.75 at 591. December Minneapolis wheat up 6.25 at 622.75. December corn unchanged right now at 404.75. November soybeans up 5.25 at 1005.75. November canola is currently down $1.30 Canadian at $568.90 Canadian. We'll take a break. We'll check livestock and outside markets coming up next here on the Ag Central Radio Network.
Hey farmers, Meridian Manufacturing can improve your grain storage with GrainMax Smoothball Hopper Bins. Get the advantage of convenience, reliability, and efficiency working for your farm. More than just storage, Meridian's GrainMax Bins are designed for dependability and engineered for maximum efficiency. Take advantage of Meridian's aeration options, like the incredible AirMax 360 to help you condition your grain. Visit your local Meridian dealer today or explore at MeridianMFG.com. The Meridian Advantage. Crop storage you can rely on from a proven company you can depend on.
Livestock markets right now, we have positive in the cattle, a little bit lower in the hogs today. Looking at the livestock or live cattle markets right now, October live cattle up $1.45 at $178.42. December live cattle up $1.42 at $178.65. September feeder cattle up $1.50 at $242.05. October feeder cattle up $1.87 at $239.37. October lean hogs down a nickel at $79.70. And December lean hogs down 20 cents at $72.12. As we check energies, crude oil is down $1.19 at $68.50 a barrel. And financials, Dow Jones down 35 points. Gold right now is up 33.50